Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1714 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Orison Swett Marden, and it is, "A good system shortens the road to the goal." So today's snippet of wisdom will be about a good system. The older I become and the longer I manage businesses and organizations, the more convinced I am that those who are most successful in any area of life is because they have good systems in place to keep them focused and on track. Systems allow for the most direct and efficient route to reach the goals that need to be achieved. I have found this to be true in my own life and the lives of countless others who are highly successful. I am often asked how I am able to accomplish so many tasks and keep them all straight. Based on my systems, I have established habits and routines to keep me on my task toward the goals I need to achieve each day, week, month, quarter, and year. It is nothing magical or extremely profound. I use a combination of an online task and duty list and a calendar. Those tasks which I must regularly complete, such as each day, week, month, quarter, or year, but not at a specific time of day, I place on my task list. I also flag them based on how often they need to be completed and group them based on the particular client or group that they need to be completed for. For instance, if I need to create a monthly financial statement for a specific client, I flag that task as monthly and on which day it needs to be completed. That task will automatically display on the list for that day and who it is for. For those appointments, meetings, and phone calls where I have a specific time I must complete the task, then I place it on my calendar with a reminder that it is coming up. I can access my task list and calendar from my desktop computer, my iPad, my iPhone, and even my iWatch, so I am rarely out of touch with them. I check my list and calendar periodically throughout the day to make sure that I am not missing anything. This system alleviates the need to clutter my mind with attempting to remember tasks and appointments. I rarely miss anything that needs to be completed. Now I admit that I like to be scheduled in my day and follow a specific pattern. And when it does not, I have to make sure that I still complete any critical task with a firm deadline. At the end of each day, I review the list one final time to check off all the tasks I've completed for that day and to be reminded of anything that still needs to be finished. Usually, those are the lower priority tasks, which have some flexibility, and they don't need to be completed on a fixed day, but usually within a specific time frame, such as this week. Even on my crucial tasks, I usually have them appear a few days before the deadline to ensure that they are completed on time. I realize that my system may not work for everyone, but systems are needed, and a good system shortens the road to all the goals in life. And our verse for today is Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,714 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.